lots of people are off today, lots of people are off next week, but he is always working, and he joins us every Friday. That is the one and only Rick Limpert, the number one sports and technology writer in the United States of America. Rick, good morning and happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, Sully. I'm always on, and I have to be with what I do because you never know when there's going to be some breaking news. But I guess this week we should say, may the force be with you.
Yes, and also with you, Rick. As a Catholic, I am compelled to reply with that when anybody says, may the force be with you. You can follow Rick on Twitter, of course, at Rick Roswell. He is a regular contributor at the AJC. Also, Everything Georgia. They are big on Twitter and, of course, online at gafollowers.com. His work appears as well in Yahoo News and Sports and examiner.com, where he writes a daily technology column. Rick, today what we're going to talk about, though, has everything to do with the new movie, Star Wars The Force Awakens. Lots of people out getting a sneak peek, the first viewings last night, and you're planning on going and seeing the movie today, hopefully.
Yeah, I never go to a movie usually during the daytime or during the morning hours, Sully, but I'm going to try to sneak in today and see it.
Well, there is so much to talk about as it relates to Star Wars, and don't worry, we will not be giving away any pieces of the movie while we talk. By the way, I'm kind of over people complaining about or posting on Facebook saying, oh, no spoiler alerts, no spoiler alerts. Look, it's a respect thing, you know? I'm not going to post any of that stuff, and I know you're not going to after you see the movie either, Rick, are you?
No, but it's a trendy thing to post that, you know, you're not gonna post the spoilers, but you don't have to tell us that. Just don't do it, and let everybody enjoy the movie.
Absolutely. Well, the movie theater turnstiles are moving. The tickets are being torn. This is the opening weekend of Star Wars: The Force Awakens. It happened in full capacity last night, and a bunch of money went through at the movie theaters, but there's a lot of other money flying around the Star Wars franchise right now. Rick, I know you're at the regular undisclosed Starbucks location where you usually report to us from. Is there any Star Wars branded gifts in the Starbucks?
No, but I saw a few people wearing Star Wars t-shirts here this morning. So this is trendy. I mean, back in the day, if you were a Star Wars fan, you were kind of thought of as geeky and kind of nerdy, but now it's a cool thing to be. So, I mean, some of these products we're going to talk about are pretty cool, too.
Yeah, I mean, there is a Star Wars everything seemingly right now. Now with Disney in the mix, tell us about this Darth Vader toaster that we could get.
Yeah, you got to get this if you're a Star Wars fan. This is a Darth Vader helmet that's what it looks like, but it's really a toaster. And it toasts little slices of bread with the Star Wars logo in them. So for $50, I mean, if you're a Star Wars fan, this would look great sitting on your kitchen counter. And then the putting butter and peanut butter on the Star Wars logo is the topper.
Hey, I can't think of anything that myself as a 44-year-old man wants to do more than have a have a Star Wars logo embossed on my toast.
Sully, there's people you can go to see for help for that.
Okay, so BB-8 is a big character in the movie, and that's not a spoiler. Everybody has seen the trailer for the new Star Wars film. But tell us about this little app-enabled droid, a toy, but it's a real droid.
Yeah, this is a remote control BB-8. You control it with your with the app on your smartphone. This is the hottest item Sully going for the movies. BB-8 is popular. A character from the movie. This is from Spiro, $150, but it's pretty cool. I got one. I had it on the TV this past weekend, and the people at the TV studio were going crazy over it. It's really a droid with a personality, and it carries through to the little toy that people will be playing with this holiday season. So a very cool item. It's hard to find. It's out there at various retail stores. If you find one, you better buy it.
Have you been able to check out the hologram feature on it?
I have. You get a little 12-second little hologram you can create with it. There's never been a toy that's been able to do this. So, you know, this is a toy for kids, little kids and big kids are gonna appreciate this thing. So when they say hours of fun, they're not lying when it comes to the BB-8 droid.
And here's a gift that I know I would like. I don't know if I necessarily need a pair of Star Wars branded headphones. I do need a new pair of headphones. But tell us about this SMS Audio Street by 50 Star Wars headphones.
Well, yeah, studio quality headphones. Probably you do need a pair of these. These look good on you. SMS, they make, you know, good quality headphones. Now you can get them with the design on there to represent your favorite Star Wars character. So there's a second generation of these out now with the R2-D2, the Chewbacca, the Darth Vader. They're very cool. They sound great. And, you know, I have a pair of the Stormtrooper ones. Whenever I pull them out, there's always people that come up and don't want to talk about the movies with me, even though when I'm busy trying to get some work done.
You do attract that attention, Rick. It's not just the headphones. It's people know who you are, too.
Well, no, my wife thinks it's funny. Wherever we are, even if people don't know who I am, people will just come up and start telling me random things or talking to me about random things. My wife thinks it's hysterical.
You just have one of those personalities, I guess.
I guess. I invite people to come in and share their problems with me.
Well, you can share your problems with Rick at any time on Twitter. His handle there is Rick Roswell. I'm actually in need of a new refrigerator, but is this refrigerator big enough for my house? It doesn't look like it.
No, this is one of those little man cave little refrigerators, Sully. Holds up to about 18 cans of your favorite beverage, and it's the Han Solo encased in carbonite fridge. So you remember that from the Empire Strikes Back movie. It's very cool looking. It will keep your food or your drinks cold, and you can see this in, you know, a Star Wars fan's man cave or office.
Don't you think though, Rick, that there comes an age when you do have to ditch like some of the really big Star Wars things?
There's no, apparently, Sully, there is no age, because you know, when I see people posting pictures of their offices and dens online, and you know, the encased in carbonite fridge would be the centerpiece of their man cave or their office. So apparently there is no age.
Okay, well, we're going to talk now about a monitor that is actually one of only a few things out there right now that is not branded Star Wars. But this could be used to play many of your favorite Star Wars video games and more, and a very reasonable price on this monitor.
Yeah, I included this because I love this monitor, and I love the company. It's the company BenQ. They make quality gaming monitors, very slim, and you know, a great. They don't have a flicker on them, so just a great picture. $200. I mean, the Star Wars video game industry is almost as big as the Star Wars movie industry. So people love the games. There's, at last count, there's about 50 Star Wars branded video games out there. So it doesn't matter what game system you have, they would look great on this monitor from 27 inches. And just add some new dimensions to video gaming for people that aren't gamers.
And apparently there's no shelf life on being a gamer either. There are gamers who are, you know, 17 and 18, and then there's gamers who are, you know, in their 50s and 60s as well.
And the gamers are funny because when a new game does come out, they will camp out at midnight, or they'll be the first in line. They want to get that game. And when they get that game, so they, like, lock themselves in their in their gaming room for like 24 straight hours to play. When I get a game, you know, every once in a while, the Tiger Woods or the Madden game, you know, I'll play them in little bits and pieces, and you know, make it last throughout a whole season or something. A lot of people like knocking those shoot 'em up games out in a matter of a day.
I don't know, Rick. You know, I'm still an old fashioned guy when it comes to my games. I enjoy a good game of chess because it's one of those games that you can still play when the power goes out.
Chess is fun. Online chess. There's a lot of good online chess that you can play on your phone. But yeah, you got to have something in reserve there. So when the grid goes down, Sully, and we got to have something to do. And I think our whole society would go nuts if that happens. But you know, so if we get an ice storm this winter, we may lose power for a day or so.
Well, the whole world would go nuts if we gave out any spoilers to the new Star Wars. So we won't do that. But we will say thank you very much to Rick Limpert, who joins us every Friday a little bit after 1 o'clock talking about some great gadgets and more. Hope you get a chance to see the movie, and hope you enjoy it, Rick, and may the Force be with you.
And also with you, Sully. Thank you soon.
All right, that's Rick Limpert. Follow him on Twitter. His handle, Rick Roswell. Now, your attention, please, as we get cooking with Paula Deen.